The Montana Secretary of State's office provided updates on the state's statutorily required post-election audit, as well as Montana's future election management system, during last week's meeting of the State Administration and Veterans Affairs Committee, also known as SAVA. Stuart Fuller, the Elections and Voter Services Manager for the Secretary of State's office, updated the committee on the state's future election management system, ElectMT, which is being used to conduct parallel testing during the midterm election cycle.
And we are running the 2022 election on Montana Votes, but we're also doing parallel testing and more work in ElectMT. As part of this, we've running two parallel tests, one for the primary and one for the general. The parallel test is where we actually, the counties do double entry, and they enter voter registrations, issue and track absentee ballots, run reports, all kind of normal voter registration election management things. The results out of that testing were good and really shows that the ElectMT system is ready to go live in January.
County election officials also expressed their enthusiasm and support for the project.
My name is Linda Sager. I am the clerk and recorder for Butte Silver Bow. And I'd like to start by echoing Mr. Fuller's comments. I think the parallel testing went well. Our county has participated in the test of the primary election and the testing previous to that. So I think we are leaps and bounds ahead of where we were last year.
12 counties. Bighorn, Blaine, Fergus, Flathead, Lewis and Clark, Lincoln, Marr, Phillips, Powell, Richland, Butte Silver Bow, and Toole conducted parallel testing during the June primary election, and those counties will again parallel test during November's general election.
I am confident that we'll be ready to go live in January.
The Secretary of State's office also explained laws and procedures behind the Post-Election Audit Act, which has been Montana law since 2009. The law requires a random sample audit to vote counting machines following a federal election to provide a, quote, quality control method to check that the tabulators used to count votes have done their job, end quote. That's according to Stuart Fuller. He also outlined the process, including the dice roll that randomly selects precincts, races, and ballot issues, if applicable, to be audited in each county that uses a vote counting tabulator. He also explained how the county audit committee manually counts the votes during a public audit process to confirm there are no unexplainable differences in the manual counts and the tabulator tally. Fuller said none of the counties required to conduct the post-election audit reported an unexplainable difference.
The Post-Election Audit Act has served Montana well since 2009 and is a great way to have transparency in elections and a great quality control check to make sure the tabulators are doing what we expect them to do.
According to Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson, quote, Montana boasts several industry best practices, including the important post-election audit process, paper ballots, pre-election testing of voting equipment, the post-election audit, and cybersecurity training and election security assessments are just a few examples of how state and local election officials work hard to create a safe, secure, and transparent election process in Montana. As a reminder, Montana's general election is Tuesday, November 8th, 2022, and all eligible Montanans can register to vote by noon the day before the election, added Secretary Jacobson. Get vote ready today by confirming your registration information is up to date. Visit sosmt.gov/vote ready, and we'll see you at the polls in November.